This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is Totally Cool Tech Podcast Edition number 524, the I don't know what I'm going to call it edition for Thursday, June 2nd, 2011. I'm Norbert Davis, your host. All right. No, not really. It's not Bob Uecker. I'm just me. And it is, June 2nd. Second day of June, 2011. And once again, I am on the road for I don't know how many weeks. Not in a row, but or consecutive, which would be the same thing. So, but in total, somewhere around 14 weeks now, I think, on assignment, 12 of those weeks on the road, at least 12 of those weeks. So that's what, about 3 months total on the road. And, you know, it's getting tiring, folks. It really is. But I get to go down to San Diego tomorrow. I'm right now in, actually in Costa Mesa, California, staying at the Ayers Hotel in Costa Mesa. Great place. If you ever want to, you know, go to a hotel, and you don't want just like, you know, the Motel 6 or whatever. Not the Motel 6 isn't bad, but if you want something that's a little bit more upscale, but without having to pay that total upscale price, I highly recommend Ayers Hotel. Now, I'm not getting any compensation for this. Well, maybe I am. They gave me, in my room tonight, when I came back from my office where I'm temporarily stationed at, they gave me a little candy bar, like a Hershey's candy bar type thing, with a nice little note saying, Mr. Davis, welcome back to the Ayers Hotel and Suites. We appreciate your returning business. And this was handwritten. Which is really nice. You know, shows that they do appreciate you staying at their place. So I'm really happy about that because, I could really use some chocolate tonight. So I already ate that. Also ate my Subway dinner. And, right now I am, you know, I'm done doing that. I've watched a little bit of TV. So I'm going to record this podcast, which I don't even know how far am I into this and I haven't said anything about tech. Gosh, we're about 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes in. So let's get on with this because, yeah, this is just going to be totally cool. Oh, let's see. Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the techpodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here. And the blueberry.com podcast community where podcasters and listeners, we all come together. Big old kumbaya there. And at Blueberry, we spell it without E's, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y. Go check out both of these sites for other great podcasts. Hey, we are sponsored today again by GoToMeeting, by the great folks over at Citrix, and I am powered, by Coca-Cola and Subway cold cut combo. No, I haven't had any of the Mountain Dew Code Red in a while, so I apologize for that. If I don't seem that up, that might be why. I just don't, I don't have that anymore. I can't find it. And I used to be able to find it down here, at least in the OC, and, haven't been able to find it lately. So that thing is becoming more and more rare. All right. Now, let me just talk about our sponsor, which is, again, GoToMeeting by Citrix. And I use this product here at work, quite often. And I plan to be using it much more, here in hopefully the coming weeks. We just picked up the original assignment I had, the project we were going for. We got it. Huge win for our company and, keeps people working and, keeps money flowing in the economy. So that's good. All right. But anyway, GoToMeeting, online meetings, with GoToMeeting are just, it's a great tool for business. It allows you to work smarter. Got a team member that has to be there but can't be there? They can get there and get online with you with GoToMeeting. This is awesome. I highly recommend it. This product is great. I've talked about it several times. And it's one of the most reliable online meeting services available. It's easy to use. You can join meetings in seconds without any technical headaches, and it's easy to set up. schedule your secure meetings with just a click, and you can hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Plus, you get voice over IP and toll-free audio conferencing, which is included. With GoToMeeting, you can do everything from sales calls to project meetings right from your desk. I've done it. It's awesome. GoToMeeting also makes your meetings more cost and time efficient, which is, you know, better for business. And in this economy, you need every tool at your disposal that'll help you save money and get the best bang for your buck. And this is it. My listeners, that'd be you, can get GoToMeeting sample trial free for 30 days. You can test this out for yourself for 30 days free. That's 1 month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST, P-O-D-C-A-S-T. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST. All right. You know, I don't have a whole lot today for you because, well, you know, I'm traveling. I need to get some sleep and all that kind of stuff because I am working hard. But you, my folks, got some pretty cool stuff coming. If you were like me, when I was a kid, the ViewMaster was the original 3D piece of equipment, you know, hardware toy that we had. You know, remember those little discs, and they had the little color slides that were in this disc, and you put it in there and you rotate it around and you get the left and the right eye on there. It looks like a pair of binoculars, and you would see that 3D image. It was really, really cool. And they had all sorts of stuff. Mainly it was like, you know, nature things and things like that, but there's cartoons, like, you know, there's Mickey Mouse stuff. And, I think there was, you know, Bugs Bunny, Donald Duck, all that kind of stuff, but really cool 3D images. You can do that now. The original ViewMaster now works with an iPod. How's that? Well, Hasbro has made an eye-popping 3D viewer for your iPhone and your iPod Touch. Now, all you got to do is just pop that bad boy, your iPhone or iPod Touch into the ViewMaster. And you got to go get the app too. But it's pretty cool. I mean, the My 3D viewer is going to cost you about $25, which is not bad. And you can get it to match your iPhone. That's right. You can get it in black or white. How cool is that? So, it doesn't cost too much. $25, that's all right. The app, let's see. The My3D Presents app is, well, I'm betting it's free. And let's see. We've got My3D Sector 17 app. That's $5. A My3D Shatterstorm app goes for $1.99. Then there's the My3D 360 Degree Sharks app. That's free. And a whole bunch of other ones. My3D Teleport LA app. Heck, maybe I need that. I can get down here and for free and in 3D. Don't have to fly Southwest. Not that Southwest is bad, but I'm just saying, you know. Why not teleport? But, yeah, you know, that is just too cool. So they've got, like, 7 apps right now. 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 apps, yes. One for $5, one for $2, and the rest are free. Pretty cool. They got some little ones here. You know, one's for little kids. The Bubble Bolt app. And, I don't know. Become a fish, a shark, or a starfish and navigate your way through obstacles by hitting and moving your viewer. Tilting. I can't see too well. Tiny writing. Bad eyesight. But that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, man. I tell you what. And it's my Hasbro. You know, the original makers of the ViewMaster. That is so slick. I love it. All right. Now, it's still kind of raining, at least up in Sacramento, Elk Grove area where I live, according to the wife, and then the local news report here even mentioned it. But anyway, I digress. You know, it's still raining up here, and you may not want to have your sprinklers going on when it's raining. But you know, usually around this time, let me tell you, Northern California, it's usually hot, dry, and we need to water our lawns. Well, there's a new device out. I don't know exactly how new it is, but there's a really cool device that allows you to forget about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about having to, you know, go out to your irrigation controller and, you know, oh, it's the rainy season again. Or you don't have to go buy that little rain sensor. This does better than that because, you know, you don't want to water while it's raining. And the rain sensor on your irrigation controller is actually a good thing. It makes sure to not turn it on. But what if your lawn is very dry, needs water, but it's not the day that it's supposed to you know, or scheduled to water? Well, there's a device called the UGMO, the UGMO, and it has a sensor that you bury into the ground that will know when it's too dry, when it'll allow it to water, and when the water needs to be turned off because the soil's too wet. This thing is awesome. I love it. And it's just too cool. Now, it comes with the controller itself and a sensor. Now, UGMO's patent-protected smart sensor, their sensors, are placed underground in each sprinkler zone, which will measure the soil moisture and temperature at the root level and the most important point of the plant. That's where it is. You know, that's the heart and life and soul of the plant. Well, of course, it needs the blades for photosynthesis, but come on, you know. Now, it'll do this in real time up to 6 times an hour, 24 hours a day. These sensors wirelessly transmit data up to 600 feet to an UGMO Pro Home base station that will interface with an existing irrigation clock, and then acting as the brains of the irrigation system, the base station determines when your grass and or plantings have reached their optimum moisture level on a zone-by-zone basis. My amazing sources say you can get that for about $500 for that system, but you kind of got to look at that, I guess, as a investment in your watering futures. Let's say that you're investing in your lawn, your plantings of any kind. Yeah, it's a bonus to your home. When you go to sell, you can say, hey, we've got this system out there that'll, you know, kind of like the Ronco rotisserie, you know, set it and forget it. Set your zones, get them ready. Water when you need to. It'll take care of the rest. That is pretty cool. So that's UGMO Technologies. You want to check that out. All right. Is that a hummingbird watching you? You know, DARPA loves to get people to build stuff for them. And they actually went ahead and had a hummingbird replicated in robot form. And they call it a nano hummingbird, but they're using it as a spy drone, and it can fly for 8 minutes and it will perch on your sill. It's kind of got a pretty cool little base to it. And, I had video. Where did the video go? I had video on this. I found this on, Popular Science, and that's terrible because I saw the video. Oh, I will have it for you. Believe me. I will have your video. Is it gonna? No, that's not it. Maybe it is. Nope, that's not it. So, that's a drag. But the video on this was really, really cool. DARPA has gone ahead and this thing only weighs like 19 grams. And that's not a lot. That's very, very light. And it's about 6.5-inch wingspan. And the thing, it works really, really well. It almost controlled like a helicopter. They figured out how to make it roll, pitch, and yaw. I think it's the three ways they were talking about. But that had the wings worked just like a hummingbird's. Not as fast. I think they got it up to 20 times per second is the beat for the wings, where a typical hummingbird goes at about 80 beats per second, which is amazing in and of itself. But this thing was really cool. It has a little tiny camera on it, and an operator uses it with just a standard dual joystick radio controller, and they can make it rotate. They can make it go forwards, backwards, sideways, whatever, and up and down. It was just incredible, and they were actually able to fly it around a little bit in this parking lot and then take it through a door into a building and operate it in there. So it's actually very, very quiet, as a matter of fact, considering that it's beaten its wings really, really fast. But you could, you know, you may not really be able to use it as a spy drone, but you know what? You can get it close enough to where somebody may not really look at it too hard, that it could be somewhat inconspicuous. That is cool. Now, what if that thing was, I don't know, all black and it had an infrared camera? And maybe they put in a lot better camera, but that thing could operate at night, be almost completely silent, and because being all black, it would be invisible just about. That would be cool. DARPA, you know, they have hidden agendas in everything that they have done. So while it has some cool things to it and something you would figure would be obvious, there's always something behind the curtain. All right, what else do we got? And you know what? That's your taxpayer dollars at work, folks. Oh, yeah. Oh, this was really cool. Where do I have this? Popular Science again. They did their 2011 Inventions Awards, and the guy came up with a better mechanical hand. It's a prosthetic hand that has a functionality to it, more than just an electronic, prosthetic, but it does everything that some of these super high-end ones do at just a fraction of the cost. Only costs about $17,000 to $18,000 to build this thing. Now, a prosthetic hand typically come in three varieties: purely cosmetic, the hooks and other low-cost mechanical appendages that provide a limited range of motion. And then there's the electronic versions that better mimic a natural hand movement, yet can cost tens of thousands of dollars. This one inventor, Mark Stark, he created this prosthetic that incorporates the best elements of each. Although its minimalistic plastic assemblies is, nearly as light and inexpensive as common steel hook systems, it looks and moves like a hand, like the high-end hands prosthetic devices. And this thing is really cool. Now, this guy, he makes his living designing valves for dryers and other appliances, and he got into prosthetics in part to help his friend who was born without a left hand. And Stark's creation is electronics free, but it has fingers, and each has three knuckles, and there's two on a thumb that bend separately to conform to anything the wearer grasps, and including irregularly shaped items like a light bulb, objects like that a hook system could not grab onto. This thing is cool. There is going to be some video in this. It shows how it could grasp a glass of wine, can hold a light bulb. And this is really cool. Now, the prosthetic hand attachment attaches to the cable runs that come from a shoulder, and a whole harness that's worn by the amputee, and a lever on the palm opens up all five fingers at once, and separate cables in each finger, and springs are at each knuckle, and the fingers allows those to close individually and bend around objects. This thing is really cool. You got to see it work in action. I mean, it is just amazing. And how he was able to do this and get it down to $17,000 to $18,000, you know that somehow he's going to be able, if someone would give him some venture capital, they would be able to make this thing work so much better. Well, it's already working simple. You can't get it any more simple than this. You have to see it. There's a great picture that kind of gives you a good idea of how it works, because there's one single cable. It pulls a lever and allows everything, all the different fingers and the thumb to grasp. And it gives you actually a really good bit of strength to where, you know, you can be very, very gentle and hold a raw egg. But you could also be strong enough to say, you know, lift a chair or something like that. That's awesome. You got to see it. I mean, that guy's a genius. Somebody's got to give this guy money to take this further. It's really awesome. And his creativity of parts and pieces and things he's used to make the whole thing kind of work is pure genius. Pure genius. It's simple. Really, really simple. And that is some of the best tech. It's low tech, but it's cool tech. All right. Have you seen the new, let's see, it's not Mac versus PC, but it's the new Windows PC 7. Buy a, it's an advertisement, you know, buy a laptop or a desktop, I guess. Something worth, I think, $700, thereabouts. And you can get a free Xbox 360. Well, I saw that and I'm like, oh, that's cool. I saw that ad. But then I saw the one with the Master Chief on it, and that was killer. It is hilarious. They talk about, you know, you can go ahead for, you know, go to college, get yourself one of these little tiny mini fridges, or you can go ahead and get yourself a PC. Get the PC, guess what? Get a free Xbox. And then all of a sudden, you know, you kind of see the legs of Master Chief, and there he is standing, you know, because it kind of pans back, and he's standing there, and he's got his gun, and he's aiming at the refrigerator. Got his little laser beam on there, and all of a sudden, boom, the whole thing blows up. That is too cool. You gotta see the video. I have the link to it. It's totally cool. I thought it was just totally hilarious, too. All right. Now on to something back to my childhood. Have you ever played with Hot Wheels? I had Hot Wheels. There's still probably some buried in the back of my mom's old house that she sold many, many moons ago. And I had the racetrack, that orange plastic racetrack. And, you know, you attach it to, say, you know, the edge of a desk, and it would go down, and then you let it go flat a little bit, and then you have the ramp, and you'd jump the thing. Well, Team Hot Wheels decided to take that and go full scale. That's right. If you watched, I think it was the pre-show to the Indianapolis 500 this last Memorial Day weekend, Team Hot Wheels set a record jump for a four-wheeled vehicle. And I'm not even sure how far the jump was. I don't know if there was an official record on that given, but they went ahead and they jumped the Hot Wheels truck. Just incredible. And it was built on a complete ramp that looked exactly like the old Hot Wheels stuff. And it was looked like a Baja racer vehicle, and had some special fins attached to it. I think the, you know, stabilizing fins and stuff like that. That vehicle flew smooth through the air. I couldn't believe it. Watching the video, I kind of heard the engine rev a little bit, and I'm thinking that they were somehow using the rotational force of the tires to keep the thing level. So you got to see this. I'm gonna actually play this if I can get it to rerun. Is it gonna replay? Yeah, here we go. There's a helicopter looking on top of this thing. He's got to be, my God, 60 feet in the air, and then he goes over the edge. And it's just killer. He goes flying down. Here he comes. Got to be doing probably close to 80 miles an hour when he hits that jump. Zoom. There you can hear the revving. Thing has to keep the tires floating. Makes it all the way across to the other ramp. Over past the beginning of the ramp. Lands probably about mid-ramp, almost to the end of the ramp. You see him hit the brakes. Yeah, he landed about mid-ramp. Hits the brakes, starts sliding sideways a little bit, goes into the gravel. Crowd goes wild, as you can hear. That is just cool. Any young man worth his salt that played with Hot Wheels would just find that to be totally, totally cool. Ah, yeah. Get a rush just watching that again. God, I'd love to do that. All right. Well, hey, you know what? I found something else that, let's see. Not that. Oh, what is it? Dun, 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 dun. Oops. Oh, yeah. This would be the Trace Me. It keeps your bag safe. Like I've told you, I've been out traveling a lot, and I've got the luggage tag on there. But what happens if your luggage doesn't follow you? Maybe, you know, it's going down a little beltway, and it decides to go left when it should have gone right. Or, you know, some baggage handler just not paying attention and sends it to, I don't know, Baltimore when it should be going to Hawaii. Well, this thing might help. And it helps you recover your bag because it has a barcode on it. And it's, it's got this, it's called Trace Me. It's a luggage tracker. And all they have to do is scan it and they can find you. It has all your information. It's a 2D barcode that's linked to your information. And it keeps all your details on a secure data storage system used by law enforcement agencies, you know, the airport baggage handling organizations and lost property services. They can get a hold of you through this and get you your luggage. Because you know what? You're going to need that pair of shorts. And no, I'm not talking about the Bermuda shorts. I'm talking about the undershorts. You're going to need to get back to those. They need you. Actually, you need them more. But it's, you know, this Trace Me keeps your bags and information secure. And you really do need this because last year, 42 million items of luggage were lost worldwide. And through Trace Me, the tags, it provides airlines, train operators, the police, and even local transportation companies with the facility to securely identify your luggage and immediately notify you how to retrieve it from basically anywhere in the world. And I guess in London, there's a London auction house that sold 400 cases every week last year on behalf of one of the leading British airlines because nobody claimed it. There was not a bag tag on there. It got lost and kind of like dead letter office. And instead of just holding on to it, you know, the airline's got to get rid of it. So they auction it off. And guess what? They're making money off of your luggage, your lost luggage. Well, probably because they paid you for it. But still, you know, they're doing that. And that you want to keep your luggage with you. You know, most people, you know, as I'm flying Southwest, I notice a lot of people use that carry-on packed to the hilt. I understand. You don't want to lose your stuff. Well, you know, why don't you carry like one day's worth of clothes or something like that? At least a change of clothes. And check the rest. But make sure you got a bag tag on there. I always do. I always, that's like, yeah, I don't care if I'm just going traveling and I've got the bag in my possession the whole way. Always have a bag tag. And of course I don't have the price on this. Oh jeez, can you believe that? Oh, I had it somewhere. I know I did. Believe me, I did. I had something on, I had the price on this. Where was it? How it works? Buy the tags. There it is. Well, let's see. £12.50 for a single tag, £20 for a pair. So let's say about $30. Roughly $30-$40 for a pair of these tags. Pretty cool. Because if it comes lost, you know, they can get a hold of you through this barcode. Now, it also, this is really cool, it links through things like, you know, Twitter, SMS, things like that. No, not Twitter, I'm sorry, through email and SMS. That is just too cool. So, yeah, I'll have the links to all this. Really, really cool. So check that out. All right. Oh, what else do we have? Oh, yeah. I saw this, and this was just too cool. I might have another distraction at work, and that's really going to kill me because now you can watch Doom, not watch, play Doom, the original game, on a web browser. They're going to lose some productivity with me. Well, I'll only do it on my lunch hour. How's that? Breaks in lunch hour. Even if they probably got it blocked anyway. But, you know, once you gamers out there, it's old school gamers, find this stuff, yeah, you're going to be on it. I know you. And if you're a fan of the first-person shooter that basically revolutionized the first-person game industry, you'll be pleased to know that Doom can be played on any of your computers. You don't have to worry about running a DOS emulator or getting to Windows compatibility mode working on whatever you're on. You can play it right through your web browser. The game source code was compiled to JavaScript from C using Emscripten and Clang and optimized with Clojure Compiler. Now, if you'd like to find out more about the technical data details and all that kind of stuff, just go ahead and head on over to the project's webpage and you can get a source code. And we'll have the link. Found this on, let's see, where did I find this? Uber Gizmo. Cool place. I love this place. Yeah, this is cool because I am going to be on this playing that first-person shooter, which my boys actually downloaded for, I think it was the Xbox 360. And they started playing with it, and they thought it was really cool. Yeah, no, it's not, you know, Halo or Black Ops or anything like that. No, it's Doom. It's the original. I thought it was cool because we played it where I worked at, oh, God, almost 15 years ago, I want to say. You know, after work, we'd be on, we were a bunch of draftsmen. We're on computers anyway. And we'd go ahead and we'd, you know, after work, we'd stay there, play a few rounds of Doom online because it was networkable. That was cool. And we'd go for it. That was killer. We love that. Okay. Do I got anything else? I don't know. I don't know. Did we go through that? Yeah, we went through that. Okay. Yeah, that was the... I'll have that PC versus... Master Chief versus the Mini Fridge. Video for you. Got the Hot Wheels YouTube. That was cool. Got that. Doom. Yeah. I think we're good. So, yeah, that's going to be it for this week. Sorry for a little bit of the distractions and all that kind of stuff. But, hey, if you have any questions, comments, or email, hate mail you want to send me, go ahead. tctpodcast@gmail.com. I read them all, and I'll even read yours on the air if you send me something cool. And if you like the show, and I really hope you do, please go ahead and recommend us to a friend. All the show notes, links, and contact info are on the website at www.totallycooltech.com. Hey, do you know about some cool tech that you think we should all know about, or you would like me to talk about on the show, or if you want to talk about it on the show? You record something, make sure it's podcast ready, safe, and all that kind of stuff. I'll put it on. Okay. How cool is that? And, just go ahead and send it to me in an email or audio comment, you know, depending on how you want to do it. Send it to tctpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can go ahead and call the Totally Cool Tech Podcast listener line at 540-999-TECH. You can look for me on Twitter. Just search for TCT Podcast. We're also on Stitcher, Facebook, and I have another Twitter account if you want to check out NorbTech. Check out my other posts there. And I think that is going to be it. So you can find us just about everywhere. TechPodcasts.com, Blueberry.com, Stitcher.com. Go to the Roku. We're on there. Just look under Tech Podcasts and Blueberry. We have our own little channel there. You can check that out. Pretty darn cool. I'm going to be producing another video here pretty soon. this weekend, hopefully, if my son is not sick. We found something we wanted to talk about, and I thought it was really, really cool. So there might even be a giveaway. So go ahead, check it out, and yeah, we'll have this all done, ready for you, packaged up, and complete for next week. All right, everybody, that's going to be it. I will see you next time.